this type of strategy be important today? I mean, obviously, like you said at the top of the show, we all want better work environments, and they're coming. It's just, you know, it seems like they're far and few between right now, but it sounds like someday it'll be much narrower.
Right. Well, you know, there's so many reasons why it's important. And, you know, I'll just think of a couple of the most important I can think of. One, now I mentioned that there's no statistical difference in what different generations need from the workplace. Mm-hmm. That said, there's absolutely a war for talent going on with these credit unions.
Good point.
The type of workers that they're trying to attract are mm-hmm. a little bit, I'm not saying different, but they're an evolved skill set for what they're trying to do in this new age of technology. And so the best workers are able to pick and choose who they work for. And your building is by no means the end all be all when it comes to recruiting team members. But what it is a very tangible and physical representation of how you guys are investing in your employee team, mm-hmm. investing your strategies. And so a worker can see really quickly by looking at the workplace, it gets some clues really quickly if it's going to be a great organization to work for. So that's one example. Okay. I think another example is that I mentioned this before. There's a need to focus in the age of distraction. So people are the work is I think the term is fragmented. You're being fragmented by all of these interruptions from both people and technology. Mm-hmm. I just read a stat that in the 80s, people were able to work about 30 minutes between distractions, and now it's about 3 minutes between distractions. Oh my gosh. So how much can you get done when you're being distracted every 3 minutes? Well, you take that plus an overall trend towards organizations and office spaces moving to much more consolidated footprints, so less square footage per person. People are getting packed in smaller footprints. Mm-hmm. And that also makes it harder for people to focus if you don't have the right tools there. So what we ask is that, and what we recommend and what must happen is that our clients really need to think about the work you're doing. So when you are consolidating your footprint, how do your team members need to work with each other? What work are they working on a daily basis? Mm-hmm. How do you set up spaces that are going to make that happen? So it can be more consolidated, but you also have spaces where team members can focus and get away and be creative and have privacy.
Yeah.
And the two can work together. So because what we do know is that the highest performing workplaces have a higher proportion of we space to me space.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the solution is not to just put everyone in a private office where they can focus more all the time, because the negative impact on collaboration and innovation is outweighs the benefit of the quiet space. So again, it's finding that balance. So those are the two things: finding the balance with the we space and the me space, and thinking about how you're attracting your new workers to the organization.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I mean, especially on the first point, when you walk into an environment, an office environment, you know exactly if this environment is forward thinking or they're stuck in the 70s.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, one great tool that working again with the Leesman Index that they give us is they put the proof in the pudding, right? So the one thing that's always pretty evident to us quickly without the index is we can go in with the team and look at their workplace and say, yeah, this is a pretty drab, you know, drab environment. There's no daylight. Yeah. You can't see outdoors. You're going to have a large psychological impact on your employees' performance.
Mm-hmm.
But the Leesman Index will actually gather the hard data behind that. And it's evidence that then the executive team can take to their board of directors and say, look, the impact of this environment is greater than the investment that we need to make in having a more visually engaging and stimulating workplace.
Do you think this is something that people kind of take for granted? I mean, especially your average office worker who comes to work every day. And I mean, you know this because you live it. You
right,
know,
right.
You guys are inundated by it day in and day out, and you are making it better and better.
Right.
But the average work person, for lack of a better term, comes into their office. I mean, I think it's something they just kind of like, okay. But when they go to like a place like something that you guys have designed perhaps, or just some forward thinking company,
yeah,
then they go, oh wow, so this is what it could be.
Right. So, yes, absolutely. And it's funny, I was sitting with a client in her office yesterday, and she had just come back from Madison, Wisconsin, and she had the chance to tour the Feline offices there and some other forward-thinking offices. Mm-hmm. And it was a really eye-opening experience for her to see, oh, this is how it could be.
Yeah.
And this is how, and she got to see these workers experiencing, you know, their day-to-day work in these spaces and how, you know, how invigorating that was. Yeah. And it was very eye-opening to her. And I would say, yeah, I think for a large part, it is eye-opening. And I think what's great, very rewarding for me, is to be able to talk to people before they go through a workplace change and get their feedback. A lot of the frontline workers get their feedback, and there's often some trepidation around it, mm-hmm. and then talk to them 6 months or a year later and just hear how much their daily work life has improved through the new workplace. You spend a third of your day in your office, workplace. So
exactly.
It's a huge component of your daily life.
Yeah. I think that it's being exposed to something like that. I don't want to say like the average person takes it for granted. It's being exposed to an environment like that,
right,
where they're currently situated. It's like when they see something that, like you said, it really opens your eyes to like, oh, this is awesome.
You know? Right.
So anyway, all right, I digress a little bit here. So what are your goals for this workplace research moving forward here?
Well, you know, really, I think our goal is to, one, continue to gather data and understand what is changing about the work that credit unions are performing. So the work itself, and compare that to the work of just business in general and other organizations in general. And is there a fundamental difference between the shift in work? And my guess is that there's not that big of a difference. But we also want to gather data around the credit union workplaces and the way credit unions are working today and see if there's a big difference between them, again, and other businesses and organizations. We do think that there is a bit of a gap in the way the workplace is supporting the credit unions compared to other organizations.
Yeah,
and what we want to do then is help credit unions see how, you know, as they continue to evolve and shift and change in their work, that they can develop strategies for the workplace that can help them reach higher levels of performance and really earn a return on investment.
Here's something that just popped into my head. Scary, but it just popped into my head.
Yeah.
Isn't it a reflection, like a member walks into a branch and they can spot right away if this credit union or this company, rather, or anything like that, is forward thinking or stuck in the 70s. So that has a big reflection as well, don't you think?
Yeah, it does. When it comes to retail design, it absolutely has a huge impact, and just an idea of, you know, where do you want to entrust your money? Mm-hmm. You know, what type of organization is somebody who's thinking about the changes that are occurring or on the horizon, or is it status quo, you know, or 10, 20 year old ways of thinking?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. See, I told you it's scary. Sometimes the things pop in my head. All right. Anything else here to wrap up, Mark? I mean, this is so, like I said, every time I talk to you, I get so enlightened or educated about the workplace, stuff you just never think about. And like, gosh, you're so right. It's like going and looking for a house, you know, it's like, I don't like that, but I like that, or I could live here or not. So really cool stuff.
Well, you know, I think what I would just add is, like you said, we're looking to challenge the future of credit union workplaces. We believe that there is opportunity for them to find through a shift in their workplace strategy that matches the shift that is happening in the work. So let's see, next month, I think it's on June 21st, we're partnering with Q's and with Leesman Index, 10 old men of the Leesman Index, to present a workplace webinar around the shift in credit union.
Oh, right on.
Right. Yeah. So that is again, on the 21st of June.
Okay.
And you can register for that at Q's.org or at our website.
We will put that information in the show notes too. Cool. Thanks for reminding me.
Sure.
Excellent. All right, Mark. Well, thanks again for this, this education. It's always fun talking to you again.
Thanks for having me.
I learn a bunch and look forward to the next chat.